All right, thank you for joining me again for another segment. I'm going to jump right in. Now, I have a candid focus today. I'm going to come a little bit out of pocket. I'm not going to say the actual word, but I am inferring this. So sometimes, when you are doing your thing in business and you are taking your brand and your empire to the next level, and sometimes you do have what seems to be some audacious goals or seem to have some pipe dream, type of expression to some. And then you have others who, like, who do you think you are to do X, Y, and Z? And this is where you have to kind of play from the position. I'm the mother effing magnate. All right. point blank. And the reason why you have to come from that angle, I'm not saying that you go and tell somebody that. I'm saying the way that you position yourself to where anyone who's got any doubts or any questions about who you are, what you do, and what you can pull off, no, you let your demonstration do the talking. Let your demonstration do the talking. Where when I show up, it is, I'm the mother effing magnate. I don't care what you think and what you have to say. Check out my demonstration. My demonstration represents who I am being, who I am. And I don't have to say a word to you. Again, the demonstration is what it is. So I'm empowering individuals during this time. This is not about being cocky, this is not about being arrogant. But sometimes when you are not really representing the truth of who you are, it will hurt your branding for sure. Been there, done that. Let me tell you, I have. I have been someone because I'm very generous, and I love helping individuals, especially with their business dynamics. And because I do have a higher level of awareness in terms of brand evolution and the processes, I can see things and sense things about brands and businesses that most people, they are oblivious to, things that are obvious to me in terms of shifts that they need to make. And but at the same time, I've definitely experienced a variety of haters. They love and hate. They like the fact that I have the gift to be able to do that, but then they hate it when they haven't been able to see those things themselves and to be able to, bring it out. And so, because I've been nice and I try to, I would say, turn the other cheek, so to speak, sometimes that hurt me where I had to level up in terms of, well, look here, I play from both sides of the track. I can be your biggest blessing. But I can bitch slap you too. Just so you know, let's don't get it twisted. I play from the duality side here. I have divine duality. I can bless you and I can bitch slap you at the same time. And what I mean by that is you're still going to be blessed even with the bitch slap because that's a lesson for you to level up. Now, meaning I may stop dealing with you altogether. But by the time this is over with, you're gonna know who the mother effing majesty, magnate majesty is. Don't play. All right. So when I did not position myself in a candid way, in a sense, it hurt me in some different areas. All right. They getting it twisted because they think that I'm just nice. You understand? You flip the two sides of the coin here. You can get a very different variation. And I'm not going to play from that side of taking the high road, because the high road is really a paradigm, a conditioning created about, well, you need to be the bigger person. No, sometimes even Ecclesiastes 3 says there's a time and a place for everything. And sometimes people need to be put in their place. But now there's ways that you can do that. But there are times that you have to let people know, look here. I'm nice, but when I care, I care. When I don't, oh, I don't. And one thing about me, when I'm absent, oh, you don't know it if I've been a part of your experience. And when I'm silent, you're going to know it. My silence, my absence is felt, and my silence is loud. And one thing I don't do, I don't chase, I replace or I hold open the space. So there are times where you do have to, even in your branding, understand that you will have to bring forth certain levels of you. But again, mine is in demonstration more so than it is in talking or different things. They say, actions speak louder than words. My demonstration speaks louder than words. And it's not me doing anything to anybody. What it is that I keep leveling up as the best version, the best magnate version of myself consistently. My only goal is to outplay who I have been every 90 days. People have heard me talk about that in different segments. I'm always outplaying who my current self. Now, in terms of doing that, yeah, it's knocking some people out of the box, Rick, for sure. I'm not in competition with them, but I'm staying focused on my stuff to level my stuff up so that other people whom I have to be a part of their experience, then they can also become the best versions of who they are. Now, as I'm doing my thing, don't get in my way. 'Cause you will know. I will say I'm sad, sadly, you sadly misinformed if you thought I was somebody different, because I'm multi-trajectory, multi-dimensional, I'm multi-mission. And I can come from a lot of different angles, for sure. And sometimes you have to let that be known. Now, in my work, The Epitome of Brand Expression, I talk about five core areas of brand expression that I function in. And of course, there are the five B's. You have to be bold, for sure. There's times where you do need to have a boldness about you. And it's not something that's over the top. It's what is most aligned for you in terms of what needs to represent in your authority. Okay. So then I'm not naming these in order or anything, but then there's kind of the beauty part, the beautiful aspect of who you are. Me, I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful and brutal at the same time. And everything for me is about a way of beingness. It's about a way of brand beingness. So I can be bold. I can definitely, be beautiful. I can be benevolent. And I've had to level up in the years in terms of, because my benevolence was something that was very signature for my branding. And I said, I don't mind being benevolent, but I'm not interested in becoming somebody's bitch in the process, meaning that I can be able to supply something for you, even free of value. Don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. Do not take my benevolence to now try to be controlling with this. And the reason why this is important, I'm stating this because a lot of you have been through those types of scenarios, right? Yeah, you have. Another one of my B's, is bitchdom. Meaning I play from both sides of the track. Sometimes I have had to come off in a way that may seem a little bitchy, and guess what? But that is a part of me. For the longest, I restricted that based on what perception, so to speak. You don't want things to hurt your brand. And then two, it's not like a default for mine. It's not like something that is like a consistent chronic way of being. But just because it's not a consistent chronic way of being doesn't mean it doesn't need to be leveraged at the right time. And frankly, I'm really good at it. It's almost like I'm anointed to be that way at certain times. Like, oh no, if you came this way and I'm bringing forth this, that means you asked for this. This was a divine assignment for me to execute on, for sure. So anyway, I'm being sarcastic, joking, but I'm very serious. I'm very serious because when I was not operating in a certain way, then people kind of just, kind of try to walk over you or kind of disregard you in some ways. So you don't understand who you're dealing with, do you? You really think that I'm just this real nice person that's going to sit up here and let you just do X, Y, and Z? Well, you're going to do yourself in because I don't have to do anything to you, period. But here's the position I'm going to play from. You're going to know you can't cross this road again. And you may get the fecal matter shocked out of you when you understand I'm not the brand to play with. Just get that. Again, you may be sadly misinformed, but what's the saying? You're gonna learn today. I told you all this is gonna be a different segment. and you need to know that. You need to understand that. I am definitely the generous person, the person who's here to bring you the relevant information that's gonna help you level up. But also another thing again about my characteristic is that I'm nice. You better catch me when I'm in that pocket. Because if we flip that coin, you're dealing with a whole nother different level of a person. And again, for me, mine isn't, I'm not the type of person that's going to jump up and cuss you out or this, that. That's not my thing. That's just really not my thing. But now, can that happen? Oh, absolutely. Oh, it sure it can happen. All right. It definitely can happen. But that's not a default for me. It's not a position I would choose to come from. It's like having something in your back pocket and like it's there, like a weapon or whatever. Now, I'm not using this unless I have to. But I got it on me. So that packs a little bit of confidence too. But it's not the plan to use it. And sometimes you have to come from that position. Just enough that people know, okay, I might not want to go there. I might want to make sure that I've worked on my character enough to not step out of line, that even if I'm a hater, don't go there. Because it's not what she will do, it's what she's not going to do in a sense, because I'll let a higher power take care of that. But at the same time, you will know, don't go there. Just don't go there. And again, when you don't play true to who you are, that can hurt you. So I'm sharing that with you. Not actually leveraging that part of me hurt my branding. It did. And then when you are a magnate and being able to be in a position of influence, you have to be tough in some areas. You have to, I don't want to say stand your ground. You just have to be who you truly are and just know there's a possibility to play from both sides of the track. And so I had to level up in that way. And the reason why I had to level up in that way, if some of you don't know, I have a strong background in terms of the Bible, and I've graduated from two Bible colleges. I have several ministry platforms and ordained minister. And so sometimes people can use that against you in terms of, well, you don't need to be carrying yourself like this. That's why I don't really subscribe to a paradigm anymore that boxes you in. No, I'm who I am. I can preach and deliver this sermon, this, that, but here's the deal. I can also go here too. And I'm not worried about whether you think, oh, that's not the way to do X, Y, and Z. No, that's a conditioning. That's a conditioning to control dynamics. I would certainly say, yep, well, this is one of those Ecclesiastes 3 type of moments here. Time and place for everything. It was time for this. And I still feel grounded in who I am. So anyway, you all are getting a different side, but I'm just letting you know. Now again, you don't have to carry yourself a certain way in terms of telling people off or things like that, because being able to come from that point, that place of no, you know what, but I'm the mother effing majesty here. Get that. It's an expression in terms of it's a way of beingness. It's not something that you go around saying. All right? So that's not language that I use. But here's the deal. But my expression can infer that in terms of when I say my expression, meaning the way that I carry myself as it relates to business matters and different things, especially being a female in a still a predominantly male oriented, male dominating marketplace, right? I'm feminine and I'm firm, right? And if you haven't read my article of how I became the Mulan of Warriorpreneur in the online marketplace, I'll make sure that I have a link to that article and you can enjoy that, the content, of that article. But yeah, when people within your whether sphere of influence or just who you have to come in contact with social media wise. Yeah, sometimes you have to definitely every now and again let them know. And no, I'm not sharing this because something recent has happened or anything like that. I just felt inspired, to talk about it. And but also to be real in terms of even a next level for me in terms of that shows up too. That yeah, I am not to be played with. And again, I'm not gonna do anything to anybody, but when I remove myself from a situation, in the sense it's like okay, that's like removing the sun from the earth. When you position yourself to be a requirement, you can play from a different level. When you are a cornerstone in a situation, again, not leveraging it to be arrogant, but you don't have to allow certain things. See, when you're a magnate and when you are in a sovereign role, like I am, yeah, don't approach me a certain way. And again, this is not about being arrogant. I'm saying this to you all for a reason. Some of you are too nice. I've been there. And you don't need to be nasty to anyone. You don't have to be. But there needs to be something about you that people know don't go there. And it's interesting because even in my life in general over the years, I have seen where people would treat certain people a certain way, but then they wouldn't go there with me. And they don't really have anything to go off of to that has demonstrated why they shouldn't. They just it's kind of annoying. Like, well, I need to leverage that in the business world too. That's my train of thought, years ago is that, yeah, because people seem to think I'm really nice, and I am. If you listen, if you talk to any of my proteges or different people, they will tell you. Unless they're lying, making something up, they would tell you she is a giver. She is very generous, for sure. Now she don't play around in, in some cases, but yeah, sometimes, like I said, that niceness can definitely hurt you. Now I didn't give you all the fifth B, so maybe you'll get the book and you'll find that out. I'll make sure I have a link to that in the description in case some of you were waiting around. Well, what was the fifth B? I actually might have said it but didn't address it. I'll have a link to that publication again in the description. So yes, so when people look at you like, who do you think you are? They don't know your journey. They don't know your story. What got you to where you are and why you won't play? Why you are the magnate that won't play, why you make the moves that you make to be who you are, who you were called to be, who you were ordained to be. So, people, who do you say that I am? All right. And it doesn't really matter, honestly, what some people say or think. All right. People are going to have their own version of you that is not always true. But regardless of that, it's who are you being in the ways that you need to be at the times that you need to be it in your branding. People pay attention to more than what you think. Sometimes, whenever you do try to take the high road in some areas, people pay attention to that too, in terms of, that might have been a time that she needed to actually demonstrate a little bit of authority. You can do these things with class, all right? There's such thing as a classy bitch, all right? And I happen to exude that. So there's ways that you can do it. And there's ways, again, that you can be in that state of beingness without telling anybody off or cussing anybody out or whatever, whatnot. I don't actually get into stuff on social media. I kind of just avoid those different things. When I say avoid, meaning just my structures aren't even really set up to engage it. But every now and again, something may pop up. Or if it's not on social media, it may be in a conversation, maybe in a meeting. And then you would just know, don't go there again. Bottom line. Yep, bottom line. Just don't, in case you got it twisted, you will know today. Don't go there. And again, you definitely have to allow that aspect of you to be present. Well, people know this is someone who is here to fulfill a purpose. Don't get in the way of that. Don't even try to sabotage yourself in that area. But most of you're here to do great things. I would like to think that everyone is here to do great things, but everyone is not leveling up and positioning themselves. Some people think that they're here to be a great nuisance. Different levels of greatness, right? But you're here to make an impact. And as you're making an impact and an income, sometimes you have to play from both sides of the track, and it can be necessary. 9 times out of 10, you typically don't have to go there. Like myself, honestly, I really don't have to step into certain modes, but you just need to know it's there. You need to know I'm packing. You need to know that that's in my back pocket here. Like, I'm subject to come out of that if I need to. And you don't need to. If you're shocked by that, that's too bad for you. Because I'm making it known that that's a strong possibility. And that may, again, may never see that part ever. Ever. But just know, oh, the potential for that, oh, it's fat, like PHAT, fat. All right. So I'm going to close this segment out. Again, this is a little bit different, but that's okay. You needed to see that. And if some of you are thrown off and by that, that means that, then it's just not par for you to, it's no longer for you to be aligned. That would be sad, though, if that were the case. Then I would just say, just go back and listen to the things that you've been resonating with. But at the same time, and come, yeah, you don't accept me for who I fully am, then hey, it is what it is. But I love you still. I'm here sharing my journey and different things with you to help you to level up and to be the very best that you need to be. So you're only winning here because I've given information to you and made things even reasonable for you to level yourself up. Yeah, I'm throwing it on thick today. Because sometimes you do have to come from that place too, even with your audience. Now don't get too testy because something's being provided for you. And if you haven't done anything at this stage of the game to make an investment either way, instead of just taking in content, you're winning. The other person, yes, who's ever sharing it, they're getting to express themselves, but ultimately the receiver is the one who's gaining things. So don't get too testy if you haven't really made major investments in something. That's a whole nother step, but I'm just going there. That is a mindset shift, even for those of you leveling up in your magnate, way of beingness, is that you don't have to just take things, not even from your customers and your clients or different things like that. Because trust me, whatever you have delivered, you've already over-delivered. I can already tell you, you're already underpaid for what you've actually provided. Now, that may seem a little bit bold to say, but that is honest. What people put out there in the marketplace and what people actually are paying for it, that's not divine right value exchange. But it's okay in terms of you still put out there because you have your high-end work that people, who are ready for that. So it can be an even board in a sense. But I'm just saying, just that's a whole nother that's a whole nother segment. And I probably will do a segment, on that. But just know who you are and be okay with that. And again, be balanced in what you do. Be able to play from both sides of the track. You're here to make a difference. And as you're on your way to continuously and consistently making a difference, sometimes you have to let them know just in your expression. And the expression is your beingness. Like I said, for me, sometimes, hey, I don't have to say a word. I will let go and let God, for sure. But at the same time, my own journey, as I mentioned, has also said yes. But as you are letting go and letting God, sometimes you will have to make it known. Yeah, that didn't sit well. That didn't land right. And I'm just letting you know, let's don't revisit that. Let's don't revisit that. And one way we're not going to revisit it, that I can guarantee we're not going to revisit it, is because I won't be revisiting you. But should I have to continuously engage you in some level, you are definitely going to know. Yeah. Don't go there. All right. So I'm wishing you all the absolute best. Take this food for thought and leverage it accordingly to your unique journey. Some of you needed to hear this. For those of you who maybe this isn't for you, let it not be for you, okay? But I said, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak. But some of you did need to. You did need to hear this because some of your branding has been hurt by you not actually representing who you truly are. Not allowing people just to consistently walk over you and not know that you do have the potential to come from a space that is rightfully yours to come from if you need to. So, who's the mother effing majesty or magnate? That's you. All right. I look forward to being back with you in the next segment. Take care, and as always, stay blessed.